The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
Karma Mornarich from Glide Revitalization back in to talk about the effort out in Glide. I'm sure things have remained busy out there for all the folks trying to help out the people affected by the wildfires.
Yes, we're working out of the old Glide Middle School at 301 Glide Loop Drive, and things are still hopping. We still have fire victims coming in to get some of the donations that have rolled in from the generous community. We also have had FEMA in the building, representatives from FEMA signing folks up, and that's been great. And I think they're going to be here probably through Sunday. On site, helping folks get their claims filed. And then, you know, just all kinds of other stuff happening out of our, you know, mission control there, trying to get some housing organized for folks, RV spots, just a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, as we work our way through this, one of the things that becomes clear, you know, it's one thing to have a fire, some things burned. And, you know, if you're in Roseburg or whatever, you go back to life as normal, other than you look up that way and you know, see the pictures and go, oh, my gosh. But for people who live out there, for the 109 families that lost their homes, I mean, this is starting life from square one.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's making people ask questions they didn't think they ever had to worry about, like how much exactly is my insurance policy payout, or when do I get to clean up my property, and where can I dump it, or how can I dump it, or is there anybody that can help me do that? And these are all questions that our group at Glide Revitalization, we're trying to help people answer those questions, because this is a process that very few of us have ever been through, and you know, we're all kind of in this boat together at this point, and so we're just trying to help people navigate that path.
And for folks that are in their RVs or campers or staying with relatives, you do that for a couple weeks and you start looking ahead going, yeah, but I can't do this until I rebuild. And rebuilding clearly is going to take a long time.
Right. Absolutely. You know, and that process is going to be long. And there's a number of folks at the county that are really trying to make this process better for people here that have had this tragedy happen to them. And the county so far has been really great working with us. We're trying to put a dry lot camp spot up in Glide, and they've been more than happy to work with us and try to cut through some of that red tape just so we can get folks that do have RVs in there in those spots. And, you know, as far as, you know, everybody's going to have to put in a new sewer. A lot of folks are going to have to figure out new water systems. And those are all things that are, it's helpful when the county's willing to work with us.
You know, if you had a new, if you had a property up there and you were going to put a house on it for the first time, you'd have all these things to do. And you could find people, you know, that have those skills and professional standards and all of that. But now you're dealing with 109 families, people that are all going to be trying to do all this at the same time, you know, generally, presuming that everyone wants to rebuild where they are. Some folks may reevaluate and decide to put the house over there. You know, I mean, even just a lot of little things like that, details to work out. And then one of the other things that's come up is, as I've just been out in the thick of it once, but looking at the places where homes that survived and the home, the property, everything is just fine, but maybe they have water now, maybe they don't, based on the infrastructure damage around them.
That's right. Everybody's got a brand new situation looking at them. And then, you know, in addition to that, the forest where they lived just doesn't look the same. The landscape has totally been demolished, and it feels like you're maybe living on the moon at this point. And so, you know, I know that there's a lot of people assessing and reassessing their situation to decide, well, is this really where I want to be for the next, you know, 5, 10, 20 years, you know, while it regrows?
What about the food, the clothing, things like that? Is that still going strong, or is that kind of back down a bit?
Well, yes, it's still going strong, and we're still open through Friday of this week. And then we'll close down for Saturday and Sunday, and then on Monday we'll reopen, but it will be restricted only for families and individuals that have lost homes. So right now it's open for everyone. And then starting next Monday, October 5th, we're going to ratchet back and be there only for folks that lost homes.
Any idea how long you're going to have to do things like this?
We don't know. I think probably for the next week or two, we'll definitely be open and available at the middle school. At some point, I'm sure the school district might want their building back. And they've been really wonderful working with us and just opening, you know, as much of their space as possible. And as long as we abide by COVID rules, you know, we're great. And that's been a pretty easy process. And it's been really nice to work with them.
I'm sure you've heard some just heart-wrenching stories from people.
Yes, definitely. Lots of uninsured folks, lots of folks that were renting that, you know, their landlords are just not sure if they're going to be able to rebuild. The rent was reasonable, and, you know, now they aren't sure if they're going to be able to get into a place that they can afford. You know, and especially if they have to move into Roseburg, the rent in Roseburg is far beyond what they were paying in Glide. So it's just, I think it's a difficult situation for a lot of people, whether they owned property or whether they rented or whether they were insured or uninsured.
For Glide revitalization, I know you've got a website, and then the Glide Strong folks have got their Facebook page and all of that. Are those really good places for people to keep checking out?
Absolutely. Go to gliderevitalization.com and glidestrong.com. We are making changes to those pages every day, putting up resources that are coming in through our doors. And, you know, we've got lots of unemployment opportunity, insurance programs. We have, we're posting housing that we know of, and a number of other things that come our way. And we're just trying to keep those websites up to date so folks know where to go.
And I know I've even heard about people in Roseburg who heard about one situation where somebody sped the process up of getting out of the house. They were getting ready to sell, knowing that somebody would probably be ready to buy it if they were in the right situation financially, that was, you know, had been displaced. And sure enough, they sold it in like a couple of days.
Oh, that's just wonderful to hear. And I know our community kind of all around has really been pulling together and trying to help folks out. And that's been really great, you know, because going through these processes has just been, you know, pretty taxing for folks.
So give folks the website information again, the Facebook page.
Sure. So gliderevitalization.com or glidefire2020.com or glidestrong.com. Any of those three websites have great information and lots of resources available.
All right. Carmen Mortaridge from Glide Revitalization, thanks for coming in this morning. 840 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.